First of all, I'd like to thank you for having had the opportunity, because of Health Canada, to do this project. This was a one-year project, and basically what we're looking at is breaking down the linguistic barriers to health care for deaf persons in the English-speaking community. We have to remember that deaf persons, this is a minority within a minority, so it does create extra problems. Okay. The aim of the project actually was to increase the access to health care for deaf persons. And what we had planned to do, which what we have done actually, is we did a comprehensive search of literature. There were consultations with various groups of deaf people. We met different people from different areas in the Montreal area and a little bit outside of Montreal and carried out focus groups. Then we had a questionnaire to health care professionals to determine the content of a preparation for a toolkit that hospitals or any health care facility could use when they're faced with a person who's deaf. And we also had a questionnaire specifically for health care professionals. Many obstacles exist for deaf Canadians. Communication with healthcare professionals is an issue, as is the understanding of the realities of deafness on the part of the health professional. Access to healthcare depends on the use of professional sign language interpreter. Okay. Now, the Supreme Court of Canada mandated that ASL, American Sign Language Interpretation, is a free service for all health services under the Canada Health Act. Literacy and health access. Reading and writing for deaf persons cannot be used as a means of communication in any health setting. Lip reading is also not a reliable method of communication. And literacy amongst deaf people is really a very major issue. Sign language interpretation is a very specialized thing. The interpreters are there. They could be there in person or, as we heard from many other speakers, through remote video interpreting. There's a center where you have an interpreter, you have the client with the health professional, and they could relate to each other. And in developing this toolkit, we have included various things here. And we involved the healthcare professionals and the deaf people. The healthcare professionals, we had access to nurses in the gynecology obstetric ward at the Royal Victoria. We had access at Mount Sinai for long-term care and for respiratory dysfunction. We had a matter of 29 questionnaires filled. Now, the video interpreting, as we've heard this morning, there's just so many ways of using, you know, the computer, the iPad, all the various issues in sign language. This has been a great forward movement for deaf persons to be able to communicate just using an iPad. You could see in the picture here that these are our groups, our focus groups, where we had them communicating, and they also gave us a whole history of what they've gone through during the health system, trying to get access. You could just imagine if somebody's going, a mother's going into the maternity ward having a child. They ask, you know, what's wrong? They know they're having, but there is a problem. Mother doesn't know what the problem is. They rush her into the OR, they do a cesarean section, no interpretation, nothing. She's there. Access to health, information, absolutely none. And this is very disturbing. It's really disturbing. So in our toolkit, what we intend to do was provide information to the healthcare provider and have a survey as well to see what they felt was most important, what they needed in this toolkit. We included things like definitions. You know, you talk about hearing impairment, you're talking about, you know, the matter, how significant is it, you're talking about literacy, and all kinds of communications in health settings. You could have somebody sitting in a waiting room who's deaf, waiting to be called. Hello, are you there? No, nobody's here. That person doesn't understand, and the receptionist has not picked up on the fact that this person was deaf. Now, American Sign Language is described, including the interpretation and how interpretation works. It's very important that the interpreter is the side person, but the healthcare professionals is speaking with the patient, or the client. That is the communication going on. Now, as we mentioned before, all this telephone, internet, the text communication, remote video interpreting, etc., are available today and makes a big difference to the lives of deaf persons. And our toolkit, which we actually finished this year, is available in various media formations. And the questionnaire we gave out included some information concerning the right of deaf persons to sign language in health settings. And this is all governed by the Canada Health Act. That was the Eldridge decision. And the issues in the toolkit also aims to address the use of family members as interpreters. This is also an issue because of the privacy and confidentiality that we have to look at. The role of lip reading and speech reading. Well, this is not always so dependable. However, our toolkit does address all these issues. On our questionnaires, we indicated, this is just a copy of the questionnaire, I can go through quite quickly, what type of health professional was approached, which type of healthcare setting was the questionnaire distributed to. And we asked the healthcare professionals to rate the importance of the following: the booking of the interpreter, how to use an interpreter, the cost, the privacy and confidentiality. Now, they all looked through this and had answered these questions. And then, are there any other issues that should be addressed to assure this now? And do you feel the information package about these issues would be useful health service practitioners dealing with deaf persons? It was very interesting that, yes, everybody thought these issues were very important. There was one, actually, person who said it was not important, and it was a physician. So when we look at the results of this questionnaire, like I said, we had 29 people, which we thought was pretty good, for it's a one-year project, and we actually got into the hospitals. Now, the most important thing they rated, the health professionals rated, was the privacy and confidentiality. And then how to use an interpreter, they thought that was very important as well. And the background about deafness and booking an interpreter were equally important. The cost of the services was actually the least important. Nobody really questioned the cost, whereas we thought that maybe the cost would deter these people from calling an interpreter. And you can see from the little graph below that this package, this toolkit, and this package that we have come up with is actually a very needed resource for hospitals, any kind of healthcare center. And we've also, which we don't, I didn't show you on this, but we have it on our board in the back. We have a card and little cards of how to manage a deaf person, getting an interpreter for a deaf person. In other words, you know, the phone numbers and who to call and where to go. And I think that's all I have to tell you for today. It was a pleasure working on this project with our helper, Hope, in the back. And Liz is our interpreter. Thank you very much.